Welcome to the weekly sermon podcast of the First Congregational Church in Norwood, Massachusetts, with the Reverend Michelle Bagby Allen. FCC Norwood is a caring and inclusive faith community affiliated with the United Church of Christ. We are proud to be an open and affirming congregation and welcoming, inclusive, supportive, and engaged with mental health in our community. Today is February 18th, 2024. Our worship leader for today is Brian Dunn.
Today's reading is a reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. This is today's reading.
Will you pray with me? O gracious and loving God, as we remember how Jesus blessed children, may we also bless them. And may we find in the wisdom of Scripture how it is that we might also receive your kingdom as children. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, for you are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I was thinking about how children were treated in Jesus' day. And from what I could tell, sometimes children were beloved and treasured in Jesus' day. And sometimes they were used and treated poorly, seen as a commodity, if you will, for hard labor, for whatever the grown-ups thought should be done by them. When I think about it really hard, I realize that maybe that's still the case, that some children are truly treasured and viewed as a gift, and other children are treated as commodity or to be used, however the adults see fit. Now, 3 out of 4 gospel writers, I always feel like I'm talking about dentistry when I say something like this. 3 out of 4 gospel writers agree that at some point in his ministry, perhaps more than once in his ministry, Jesus took children and blessed them and said, "Don't stop them from coming to me." Because if you really want to know what God is all about, what the kingdom of heaven is all about, you're going to see it like they see it. Well, then, and perhaps now, what a curious thing for Jesus to have said. As I was reading this text, there was one word that stood out to me. I don't know if you can guess what it was, but I won't make you guess. The word indignant. It was the word indignant. Oh, thank you. Some of you knew that was what was going to come out of my mouth. Jesus was indignant. What a weird word. And it's a word that sometimes is translated from the Greek to say that Jesus was displeased. Indignant feels a little stronger than displeased. Indignant might also carry with it maybe a bit of anger, actually. And another translation that is never used, I haven't found it in any of my translations anyway, is that he was grieved. That word indignant is also translated as grieved in other places when it's used. I wonder if Jesus wasn't grieved by the ways that people treated children in his time. I think, oh, wow. Yeah, I can appreciate that as an alternate translation. Jesus was frustrated. Who are you to keep these parents with small children from coming and being blessed like any other humans, like any other people who would want to follow in my way? I am indignant, I'm angry, I am displeased, I am grieved at what I'm seeing, the ways that we treat children. Now, I went down the rabbit hole, friends. It's the hard one. There have been more than 10,000 children killed in Gaza since October 7th. There were children taken hostage by Hamas and killed. There were children that have been abused in this time, on the news every day. And there are more children than we can count that have been traumatized by the events of these days. It's a hard reality. I wanted to say a hard pill to swallow, but no, it's a hard reality. It's a hard reality that I feel quite powerless to do anything about. And yet I pray that we will figure out as human beings how to treasure each other, how to love one another, how to be so inspired by the love of God that we would not think that one child should not be blessed or brought into the loving embrace of our God. If we want to get a little closer to home, 1 in 12 children in Massachusetts, we are told by the statistics, is hungry today, right now. 1 in 12. That is so many children who are hungering physically, literally, not just hungering for righteousness. There are children who experience poverty, and we don't seem to be able to figure out how to change that. During the season of Lent, this is a strange scripture to be hearing. I know some of you were expecting to hear Jesus going out into the wilderness to be tempted. Sorry to disappoint. But in reality, we walk through a wilderness with children in need of love and care and protection, with the realities of every day. And maybe this is how it has ever been, and yet we are called as people of faith during holy seasons, and as we talked about in Bible study today, maybe every day, not just during the holy seasons or the high holidays, we are called as people of faith to care, to do our best, to don the glasses of, or the vision of Jesus and God, who did a small thing. Don't send the children away, send them to me. This is what the kingdom is all about. Now, I was reading a commentary. It's kind of funny, actually, since I've gotten everybody feeling very sad now. I was reading a commentary, and it said, well, why children? Why does Jesus bless and say the kingdom belongs to children? And one commentator said, well, it certainly isn't because they're innocent. Because by the time we're two, we all know that much of that innocence is maybe not as present as we would like. But why children? If it's not their innocence, according to this commentator, it wasn't about innocence, but about vulnerability, about the fact that children are dependent upon other people to care for them. And in some ways, maybe this makes sense to us, that when we think about how we, who are no longer children, most of us in the room here, how can we receive the kingdom of God as children? Maybe with the trust or the dependence or the vulnerability that we would express to God. Our need for help, our need for the presence of God to sustain us in the midst of our struggles, whether those be, whatever those struggles might be. And I know for many of us, those struggles are mental health struggles, or they are struggles to figure out the best decisions to make for our futures. I don't know, you can think of your own struggles. We all have them, I know that much. If I were to vastly generalize anything, it would be that we all struggle with something. I wonder, as we think on this, what we can learn from Jesus blessing the children. Maybe it is our work and our calling to love children and to treasure them. Maybe it is our work and our calling to treat them with dignity and respect. Maybe it is our job to understand that they and we all need to be blessed, all need to be cared for with a love that can change and transform us. Thank you for the child. So friends, the question in the sermon title today was, who do we bless? And really, of course the answer is we are called to bless all who are vulnerable, certainly children. And then I think the follow-up question that I have for you is, how do we bless? How do we bless those who are vulnerable? How do we bless children? How do we work through the realities that we are living with, that if we are paying attention, we should all be crying all the time about? People of hope, people of faith, you have agency. You have the ability to love the children around you. You have the capacity to love the vulnerable who may or may not be children. Even that place of vulnerability that is within you. So who do we bless? The answer is clear. All people, especially those who are vulnerable. And how do we bless? That is your question to talk about at coffee hour, to reflect upon in your innermost being in this holy season. And not only to talk about, hopefully to live out as you are called. Amen. Thank you for listening to our weekly sermon podcast. If you would like more information about FCC Norwood, check out our website, fccnorwood.org, or like us on Facebook. All are welcome to worship in person or via live stream on Sunday mornings. Worship rebroadcasts will be available the following day, and sermon podcasts on Tuesday. Thanks again for listening.